Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jack Watts for Jack Watts on Recovery, broadcasting to you today from the 10th floor of the We Believe Tower in Midtown Atlanta, overlooking the majestic Buckhead skyline where the clouds are dark and ominous, sort of like our future here in America. And as I think about that, it reminds me of a quote from Shakespeare that I listened, knew about from when I was very young and was able to read Shakespeare. Quote from Polonius, I believe. To thine own self, true. And it must follow. As the night, the day, thou cannot then be false to any man. We live in a time where self-denial is at an all-time high. And maintaining rigorous honesty is something that we all need to do, but so few do. And in recovery, I'm going to be honest with you. This is people would always say, you know, you've got to have rigorous honesty. And then they wouldn't be honest themselves about anything that they did. And maintaining rigorous honesty is absolutely essential for your recovery to have any long-term value. Without such a commitment, your recovery would be short-lived, valueless, and then none of the changes that you're seeking will be permanent. Honest, however, can occasionally be tricky. For example, you can be honest on the outside, describing noble reasons for your goals, while maintaining less than noble goals on the inside. Being crafty is never honest. And any attempts at self-deception will prove to be self-destructive, no matter how hard you try to spin the truth in your mind. To experience the highest level of recovery, not only do your actions have to display honesty, but your thoughts and desires must also be based upon integrity. There's simply no other way. Without being honest at this level, where your conscience is completely clear, you'll never be able to be the person you're capable of being. It's not possible. It's as simple as that. This is why taking personal inventory routinely is an essential component of recovery. Always remember the human heart is capable of incredible deception. To others, you may appear to be completely straightforward, but on the inside, where it really counts, often we know that we are manipulating the situation to attain goals. That's not being honest. Manipulation is never honest. It's what sitcoms are all about, and they're funny. It's because we all get involved in stuff like that. But it isn't honest, and it's never what God wants. It just isn't. When an issue comes up that causes you consternation, bring it to God immediately and ask what is the right thing to do. If you're being open and honest with him, the answer will come sooner or later. When it does, act upon it immediately. If you don't, you're going to be in for a world of heartache. A world of heartache. If you can say to yourself, I'm doing the right thing for the right reason at the right time, you can be certain that you're walking in the light and that your recovery will be progressing nicely. If you don't, you're going to have problems. You have plenty of problems. Isn't that right, Stacy? I see that you're on the line.
Absolutely.
And sometimes we even deceive and ourselves. And the Bible tells us that the heart is wicked.
Boy.
Our heart's wicked, and we need God to. That's the only way that we can be cleaned up is through Him.
Well, we see people who think that they're doing the right thing in their mind because they're achieving the ends that they want. But that doesn't mean that they're doing the right thing in when they're trying to manipulate others.
That's right.
And you know, we're so inundated. Are you driving?
No.
Well, there's something kind of making a hissing noise in the background. I don't know what it is.
Oh, I think those are my blinds that are blowing.
Must be awfully windy.
Let me go to a different area.
Yeah, please. Well,
let me go to another area.
We have a nation where I brought all of this up because I see what happens to people when they're not just dishonest with themselves, but they can't trust their governmental institutions to be straightforward and honest. And when that happens, you just have a mess.
Well, unfortunately, Jack, we can't trust the government right now.
Well, that's exactly right. And the problem is that believe your leaders to tell the truth, and we certainly can't.
No.
Then how does that trickle down to everybody else? If corruption is at the head, or in this case, I guess the analogy would be if the base of something is corrupt, if the roots are corrupt, then the fruit will be corrupt and everything from it will be corrupt. If you cannot sow seeds of fraud and corruption, deceit, dishonor, and have normal, healthy, wholesome things come from it. It doesn't work in interpersonal relationships. It certainly doesn't work in our businesses or our where we work. And it doesn't work in government. It doesn't work in any of the areas of our life that are impactful.
Yeah.
And I thought that we would talk a little bit about this because I just, have been watching a little bit of the TV stuff where the House of Representatives is, the different committees is interviewing the head of the IRS, who's just this arrogant Elmer Fudd looking kind of guy who just is sitting there brazenly lying because he can get away with it because he's protecting the administration and he knows that the Attorney General, our top law enforcement officer, is as corrupt as he can possibly be. And quite frankly, in my opinion, so is the President of the United States.
Yeah,
corrupt.
I agree.
Deceitful, manipulative, throw anybody under the bus to save his own sorry derriere. And this is what we have to lead us. Well,
I saw a 19-second clip with Obama speaking at a closed meeting earlier in May, I believe it was. And this is not verbatim, but in essence, we're too stupid to know how to take care of ourselves. Therefore, we need big government to make all of our decisions for us.
Yeah, I've seen that, and of course, I think it's really interesting that we have a website for our little McGee and Me business, and we put up orders. We take money for books, and we have them printed and mailed out to people. And you know, every once in a while, we'll make a mistake. But we don't make many mistakes. We get it right almost all the time.
Yeah,
and
we didn't
spend $600 million on it. That I can assure you. To know that
Lord,
it isn't.
We have a $19 million or $1 billion budget for our equipment and software.
It's $2 billion, not million. It's $2 billion.
I thought it was 15. I thought it was 19 billion.
Well,
but even
I mean,
even $2 billion for Pete's sake, what have we spent? Not even $10,000.
No, of course, and you know, actually a little bit more than that, but not a lot more than that. But it works, and
yeah.
The whole thing is that we're told that government knows best, but it can't do the simplest things correctly. And we're told that government, you know, is the way to go, but we can't trust them to tell the truth. We are being told that, you know, that our lives are to be, you know, that true fulfillment, you know, comes from being mediocre and not being exceptional. We're told that we aren't supposed to do all of the things that a healthy person in Christ should be doing all the time. I mean, we can't be corrupt and walk with the Lord. We can say that we are and pretend that we are, and a lot of people do. And it's why many don't go to churches, you know, because they don't want to be around the hypocrites. Well, you know, okay, I get that. But if you want to center your life in the Lord, you got to be straight.
Yeah.
And the way to do that is to let Him do it for you and through you, and to wait on Him. And to be confident in who He is and His love for you and His active, not just interest in your life, but His active, what's the word I want? You know, where He's intervention for the in your life to where things
involved.
Just. Yeah.
He wants to be involved.
And, you know, We have people in Christianity, and they and they say, well, you know, you trust the Lord and you're going to be, you know, wealthy and you're going to be prosperous, and those aren't the words of the Spirit.
That is a lie.
You know, there's nothing about the fruit of the Spirit that's materialistic.
No.
It's character quality. God wants strong men and women who have a family likeness to Christ Himself. Not the depictions of Him, you know, where He is a metrosexual.
Absolutely not.
Robust. He's a carpenter, and his best friends were fishermen. I want to tell you something. I grew up in the Boston area, And, you know, when those fishermen would go out and come back a week later with their catch and everything, I mean, those were some really interesting kind of guys. They were not wimpy. Of that, I can assure you.
No.
Oh, my goodness. I hadn't thought about some of these things in quite a while, but, you know, I mean, I can remember them sitting at bars and just laughing and joking and, you know, after coming in and, you know, not drinking a pint, but, four or five and
yeah.
then going home,
yeah.
you know, and all the rest. But, that, you know, those were the kinds of people that Christ spent his time with.
Yeah. They worked hard, and they loved hard.
Mm-hmm. And here we are. We live in a nation where we are told that little kids shouldn't dress up and play cowboys and Indians because, you know, calls them Indians being a racist. To play with a cap gun is absolutely foul. I had a little cap pistol, and I played with it every day. It's how I learned what was right and wrong.
They made me a cowgirl outfit, and I had a cap gun, too. I was little Annie.
We live in a nation where we're teaching our little boys to be feminine. And while at the same time saying there's a war on women. If there's a war, it's upon the identity of males being men.
Yeah.
That's where the war is.
Yes.
And to just even say this is politically incorrect, but it's true.
Yes.
And it's what Christ people need to stand against. Firm. Anytime that we are asked to change our beliefs to conform to the prevailing political beliefs, we're doing the wrong thing. If we do, stand firm with God's word, period.
There is no margin. It's period.
Mm-hmm.
And it's God's word, not man's interpretation. It's God's word.
And interestingly, you know, I'm talking about this stuff, and I just have worked out this arrangement to where I'll be writing a blog for Sonoma Christian Woman magazine once a week about the things on recovering, you know, from, and, you know, and some of the prayers that I've written and things like that, that, you know, that we have on our website. And, you know, it's going to go all over the place, which is, you know, interesting because if you stand for the Lord and you're a man, it's very attractive to women because they want real men, tired of these squat-to-pee kind of guys that do not stand for truth and honorable things, who are as wimpy as they can be. Who wants that? What kind of woman wants that? There aren't any that I know. And yet that's what the whole culture is saying that men should be like. It's just not correct, honorable, true, or biblical.
No.
Now, when it comes to understanding your identity in Christ, we've actually written the book on that, haven't we?
Absolutely. Tried and true best book.
Yeah, and bestseller. Tell everybody what it is and where they can find it.
It is The Search for Significance by Robert McGee, and you can find it in bookstores. You can also call our website, our phone number, which is 800-460-4673, and you can go to our website, which is www.mcgeeandme.net. We're also on Amazon, but you usually get the best price if you call me or go to our website. And McGee,
you know,
and me out in lowercase letters, mcgeeandme.net.
When I created this, the reason that is who we are is when I created this business, which we did, this is 4 years ago now, I was on the phone and someone said, well, what are you going to call it? And I said, well, why don't we just call it McGee and Me? Because it's Robert McGee and me. So that was how I did that. I mean, there was no more thought given to it than that. Isn't that, that's kind of, you didn't know that, did you?
No, I didn't.
And there was no more thought given to it than that. But it is really kind of catchy. I like it.
I do, too.
There used to be a radio show or TV show called McGee and Me. And it, you know, it had to do with puppets and stuff like that. But almost everybody who watched that is, too old to read books anymore. Well, these are the things that I have been thinking about, and about being honest and really being straightforward and do I care what people do in the privacy of their own homes? I really don't. But do I want to have to say that do I want to have to validate things that are wrong and say that they're right? No, I'm not going to do that. And I think that most people feel that way that are believers. They just aren't willing to stand up and say so. And this, we're coming to a time where standing up and saying so is going to be required of us, because the tidal wave of depravity that is sweeping this nation needs to be buffered. And what's the buffer? Where's the salt? Christians are the saltiness, and if they aren't, they're worthless.
Yes.
If we're not the light shining in the darkness to illuminate it, then what else are we? Nothing.
No.
And we have not achieved our true identity. So if you're a believer and you're not the person you're supposed to be as one, then you're miserable. I mean, you might say that you aren't, but you are. And everybody knows it, and that's why they think you're hypocrites. Our churches are full of them. Our lives are full of them. And they don't have to be that way. They can stop. Just say no.
No.
I will not be this person anymore. I'm going to be the person that the Lord wants me to be. Period. And do it. Not that hard. Not rocket science.
No. And often it's very, very lonely, because in your Christian walk, in your Christian life, in your Christian church, you're right. It's filled with people who don't want to stand up and say no to homosexuality, say no to what's going on in Washington. They're afraid of not being politically correct. And it makes me think of the great men and women that we come from. We're Americans, for Pete's sake. People began
our
freedom.
We want to be liked And that becomes as important or more important than anything else. And that's not what we're called to do. What we're called to do is to be Christ-like. And that's to stand for the values and character qualities of a believer. I see where just a couple weeks ago, for the first time ever, Pope read from the Quran.
Yeah.
And who is that? Who's that guy from?
Rick Warren.
Not Rick Warren. Not the the little kind of. His dad was a big preacher. Now he's the big thing.
Joel
Osteen. Was over there representing evangelical Christians.
Yes. And I read today where the first House of One is being built in Berlin. I read that today. That is embracing Christians.
In England, they have taken the Holocaust out of history books because it upsets Muslims to admit that it happened.
Isn't that very scary?
That's very scary because it's like it didn't happen, and there are huge numbers of people that don't believe that it did, although the evidence for it is overwhelming. In my lifetime, I've met survivors of Auschwitz and Bergen-Belsen, and Treblinka. And frankly, when I went to the University of Georgia, my very, very first faculty advisor was German and had been in the SS.
Jack, my daddy fought in Germany, and I have a German swastika that my dad took off his neck. My dad saw all that. And he came home a different person. There's no doubt in my mind what my dad saw. And I'm so thankful that Dwight D. Eisenhower said, take all the pictures you can. Because nobody would believe what they did.
Exactly.
And how anyone would deny it is beyond me. And just how politically correct do you think the Jews feel to deny such mass murder?
On my Monday show, Jack Watts Live, which is political, I've had some Jewish people several times and that are very pro-Israel, and they said that the greatest friends that Israel have are evangelical Christians in America.
Amen.
And who are even stronger than the liberal Jews in America. And it made me very proud. At any rate, that's all that we have time for today, folks. And I didn't mean to just like beat up on everybody, but at the same time, we got to be different. We got to be better. We got to be stronger. And we've got to, it's better to be on for the Lord, not to have a problem with what you're doing, than anybody else. Just remember that. And
yeah.
Let me just say thanks, Stacy. Good night. And good night, everybody. And God bless you. And God bless the United States of America. Good night.
Good night, Dennis.